Hello there, and welcome to the show. You have found your way to Backstage Pass here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Backstage Pass is our interview-style show where we get to have the chance to get to know our 1-2 Radio personalities on a whole deeper level, on a whole new level, much deeper than you might already know them already. And I do not have my co-host with me today, Raven. We're having trouble getting connected with her today, but we decided to proceed because I have our guest in the hot seat. He is ready to go, and so I didn't want to delay bringing him on. We'll still get to have a great conversation. We'll send some Raven. We'll send Raven some love over to the Midwest. And I want to give you all some business before we get into the interview, and that is you can join the conversation. You can do that by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. That does open up a brand new window. It is a brand new window to a private Facebook group with the same name, 12radio. Send over your invitation if this is your first time, and we'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And then you will see the banner there at the top of the page, Backstage Pass. And in the comment section is where the conversation is happening. Please join us over there. I would love for you to say hi. And then also, it's a place for you to ask questions for Keith if there's anything specific that you want to know regarding our topic of conversation. And without further ado, let me introduce our guest, Keith Robeck. Keith Robeck is an advisor over on 12 Listen. He has got tons and tons and tons of knowledge and wisdom inside of his whole system. And he's an amazing reader. And we're going to get to talk some about his mediumship skills today and some of his stories. And so I'm excited about that. So please come on in, Keith. Welcome to the show. Oh, you know what? Hang on.
Yeah.
There you are. Okay.
Jay?
Yep. Yep,
now hey, what was
oh
that about?
We, oh boy, I'm having technology things going on here today. Strange things, but thank God I didn't have to hang up. Okay, sorry about that. I'm glad we got
am
you.
Am I coming in okay? Am I?
You're good. It was my bad.
Okay.
I was doing something wrong. Okay, guys, I appreciate your patience with me today. And I'm so glad to have you on the show, Keith. So please give us a little bit of an update on what's been going on in Keith's world and how things have been going, like what you might be noticing in the world. We would love to hear about it. It would be great to have you start there.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's kind of feeling, you know, this precipice, you know, not in a negative way, but I feel like everyone's sort of got this on the edge feeling. And I want to reinforce that. I think that there's really good things coming. And I think there's change, and change can feel scary. Change is, you know, the unknown. And so I think that in the consciousness, there is sort of a, you know, everyone's kind of on edge, but I don't think it's for anything apocalyptic. I don't think it's for anything negative. I think it's for, I think it's positive things that are coming. And I've noticed a lot with people reaching out, they're really wanting to get in touch, not just with an advisor to help them kind of heighten their vibe, their consciousness. They're really wanting to get empowered themselves. They're wanting to learn, you know, how to find it in themselves. So it's nice when, you know, they have, you know, someone like you or myself that can help them along a little bit. But I'm seeing a real surge in wanting to actually know how to be a participant in some of this stuff, as opposed to, you know, seeking someone out necessarily. So I think we're coming to a time of people wanting to, you know, pull that magic from inside. And I think it's going to actually become easier than it's ever been. So, yeah, lots of change. Mm-hmm. But I think good things.
I love to hear that part about the way you see that impending change, that feeling that we all are feeling. I feel it too. But to see it from more of a, okay, we know big changes are going to happen, but how are we going to see this from more of a uplifting, positive kind of way versus like, oh God, a tidal wave's coming our way. What are we going to do about it? Kind of being terrified of it, kind of a thing. So that feels good. And how do you keep that? How, when you can see the good, the bad, all of it, so to speak, how do you keep yourself on the side of seeing the bigger picture and not getting like lost in the weeds, so to speak?
Well, I turn off the news. I try not to have other people tell me what my reality is. I try not to have other people try to convince me too much that I need to feel a certain way about something. I trust myself. I trust my gut. I trust my experience. And I think that if people were less quick to just want to be connected to the broad community and trust more their individuality, I think they'd find that it's less terrifying, because I think that both the yin and the yang side try to inspire terror, and I think that it's the middle path that actually brings equilibrium, and it brings a level of, you know what, maybe the world isn't gonna end in the next day or two, and I think people really buy into that apocalyptic mindset. So if you want to avoid that, you need to, like you say, when that tidal wave is coming, you need to be above it. And I think most of a lot of people are ground level when it's coming, and then they're swept away, and they don't have to be.
No, and that's a great thing to remember if you can in those heightened situations. So I want to ask you about reality and what you might be noticing about the veil of illusions and the things that keep the reality separate, as far as like the more spiritual reality on the unseen, or what we would call the unseen, versus what we, see as the regular quote world. Are you noticing any changes or any merging or bleed through?
I think we're coming to a time of we're being separated into two groups, and I think the people that want to exist on a level of like you say, this real world, I think they're going to find more reason to believe in just that. And similarly, I think people that are reaching higher and are trying to get above that tidal wave, I think they're going to find it's even easier to do that too. I really feel that both groups of people are going to get what they want. And if you are in, our group of people, the weird people, I think that bleed through is going to become even easier to access. I think that, weird dreams or weird experiences during your day. Like I really value the waking experiences above my sleeping ones. Not that the sleeping ones aren't important, but I love, when your eyes are open and it's just a normal day and something happens that's just completely weird or completely coincidental. And you can just use that as validation, to continue your path upwards, forwards, however you want to talk about it. But I do think the veil in general, is getting thinner. I really do. I mean, I know we're not talking about the aliens as much these days, and it's not really my forte to go there. I mean, if you pay attention to like a lot of the deep scientific journals, there's every couple of weeks there's something coming out that's like, whoa, that doesn't make sense in the paradigm that we have. I don't think it's going to be. I mean, we the Shroud of Turin, a couple of weeks ago, ended up getting revalidated. So it went from being real to a hoax. Now it's back to being real. There's we found an old piece of scripture from the story of Jesus as a child just a couple of months ago. I mean, there's these. You don't need to be a freak. You don't need to be one of us to see that there's something going on there in the background. You just have to, pay attention to the news, and not the news, but like the little deeper news, like with around archaeology and stuff like that. And I mean, and I think those objective scientific discoveries are sort of anchor points for the more esoteric spiritual understandings that kind of follow. You know what I mean?
Totally. I feel like it's almost like it has to take some time to wash over the masses. Like the people that might be specializing, excuse me, the people that might be specializing in that particular area are, of course, going to see it first. But sometimes these pieces of information, they're so groundbreaking and earth-shattering as far as like what the wisdom in it might be, that it can have such a huge impact on the world that the world isn't necessarily ready for. But it's kind of like the information is here, like it or not. I feel more than ever, it's more like, how do we get used to like finding out more and more and more and always learning new things and getting used to that versus thinking like, oh, I can go to school, learn everything I need to know about life and then stop learning. I think that those days are over where we can stop learning. I think it's like an ongoing thing that we're going to be dealing with the rest of our life, just because we are in that part of time and space where things are just like taking off like a rocket. They really are.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really start my education until I left school. I mean, not to say school isn't important, kids. It's important. Go to school. But yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, the internet and all that, it's changed the game. And now, you know, you have no excuse. You know, if you really want to learn about something, if you really are curious about something, it's remarkably magical. Like the whole advent of the internet is this incredible gift of consciousness where you can connect in a, oh, hi. Hi.
So we have some questions here from the comments. The listeners are joining us, and our owner operator Mark is also listening. He has a couple of comments. I'm going to start with his. Hello, Mark. It's great to hear and see you this morning. He says, great to hear the interview with Keith. Glad you got the sound going, Jay. The stress, dear Lord, the stress. And then he has a comment, I feel like more specifically for you. He says, Keith is a known biohacker. I'm curious what he uses and how what he sees. Or let me say, I'm curious what he uses and how and what he sees for the future for biohacking. Any tech that he wishes that he could create?
So yeah, it's actually one of my pet personal passion projects is biohacking. I think that we can achieve these higher states of awareness easier because I do think we have technology that helps us validate and track our metrics. And I do think that there is an objective way to get to these higher states, and it requires you meeting these certain parameters. So I have a device I use for meditation called the Muse, which is a headband. It's basically an EKG that just senses your brainwave patterns and is encouraging you to synchronize the hemispheres and all that stuff. We know all about that stuff, of course. I have a device from the HeartMath Institute that tracks your HRV, which is, we have actually found basically scientific evidence for the higher your heart rate, I'm sorry, HRV stands for heart rate variability. The higher HRV is, the more intuitive you are, or will be for that day. Basically, a correlation between being in touch with that brain sphere, that brain sphere balance, ability to receive those messages consciously and share them. So I see a time where people are in Buddhist temples wearing like Oculus, you know, VR headsets and stuff, you know, as they're trying to use the tech to get into those alpha states, those theta states. Because I think I do believe, like objectively, that when your brain is in those states, the you know, the pipe, as it were, the vein that connects you to those higher awarenesses, it gets thicker, it gets larger, it allows for more of that light, that magic to flow through. And I think that's kind of the important part of learning how to meditate and all that stuff is getting in balance enough to let that magic flow through you. And I think biohacking is a very useful tool to let you know that you're, you know, doing better, not so much, and kind of keep you honest is really probably the best way of putting it.
Well, you take the dumb luck part out of it, it sounds like, too, where For me, when I was learning how to meditate, I just was having to force myself to sit there and do it. I didn't know if I was doing it right or what the heck I was doing. And it sounds like in a situation like this, you have a way to track the progress and to see if something is actually happening, or like you said, if it's working or not working. And you have a way to in real time be able to detect that. And that's pretty incredible and also motivating. Like you, I feel like that
It
could be
is.
very motivating.
So it's very cute. The Muse headset in particular, what it does is well, one of the settings you can have it to is that it is like raining, like you're in a forest, and as you quiet your mind, the rain stops and you hear birds chirping. So when you hear birds chirp, that's your way of knowing you're in a good place. Now the problem is when you hear the birds chirp, you want to go, "Yay, I'm doing it." And as soon as you do that, the rain starts. So it teaches you to remain composed and to, because your ego wants to celebrate. It's like, "Oh, the birds, I'm so good, I'm so great." And guess what? Rain, 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 rain. And that's the goal of doing this psychic work, is when you say something and it's validated by the other person, which, I think we all can agree on, it's a great feeling when you say something specific and you get a confirmation. Your ego wants to go, "Yay, that's awesome, that's great." And guess what? Rain, 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 rain. And that is, for me, the secret on doing this stuff is doing the work and remaining as egoless as possible, so that the information can continue to come through. And I think the Muse does an excellent job of teaching you to not lose your mind just because you did a good thing.
Well, what I hear and what you're saying too is to keep the control, like in that part of your brain, like to know that you can, you have control over that. It's not happening to you. You have a way to engage with it and to turn the ship in it whatever direction you want, and it helps give you that ability to know how to do that in a
Well
way
put,
that is
exactly.
real.
Perfectly put.
So I want to say hello to Renee. Renee's joining us. She says, Jay, Raven, Keith, and Hearts. It's great to see you, Renee. And Pamela says, good morning, all. And then she's got a knock-knock bird there saying hi. Shadow and Sun is saying, howdy, folks. And we got Quelly. Hi, Quelly. She says, Grand Rising, Jay, Raven, and Keith. Also, Catherine. Hi, Catherine. She says, hi. Raven, Jay, and Keith with some ravens and hearts. And Renee, you're right. She says, well, you can't blame it on Mercury retrograde. I sure can't because it's over. But we're still here and we made it. And I think I heard Raven. Raven, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh my
I'm here.
goodness. Hello.
Hi,
Hi.
Raven.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. We're glad that you're here. And we will open up to you. Do you have any questions for Keith this morning? Well,
Yes, this biohacking is so fascinating. Is this thing emitting some type of frequency that's interacting with the brain waves?
okay, so now you're talking about a different device I have. That is actually its sole purpose is that. The neuro neuro something or other. I haven't used it in a moment, but yes, it is a device that goes, like how Geordi had the visor in Star Trek? Okay, just the so it now it fits the other way. It goes around the back of your head. It's kind of like a visor, and it has a couple of different settings. And you can the settings are ones you'd be familiar with: the alpha, the theta, the gamma. And you can hear a very low hum if you pay attention. Actually, the device itself comes with a magnet, so because you can't really hear it very well, but it asks you if you're ever doubting it. Take the magnet and see how it interacts, because it does kind of move and stuff when it's in the vicinity of the device. But yeah, that device is specifically for putting the so what you're kind of calling me out here, Raven, because if you actually see me using these devices in tandem, I look like a RoboCop. And so I have a device on my ear, around my head, attached to the back of my head, and yeah, it's all supposed to complement each other, and they're separate devices. They're not the same company, so you kind of figure out how to use them like that. But yeah, that device in particular is specifically, I think, what you're asking about.
Yeah. So how is that? Is it like a hemi sink?
So it's it's attempting to achieve the hemi-sync in terms of like the outcome. It is not connected to what is that institution that does that? I brain farted.
Monroe.
Monroe, thank you, thank you. It is not with the Monroe Institute, but its goals are the same. So you could definitely use it to complement the Monroe Institute's hemi-sync tech, I imagine, for sure.
Okay, a long time ago when this first started to come out, there was a New Age bookstore I always went to, and the lady had one of these things. And you've been in this little room and you put on some headphones, and there's a headband part to it too. And she had like a this weird little light show thing that she put in the corner. So it was a darkened room, and you would see like all of a sudden the walls would be blue, and then they'd be red, and then they'd be orange. It was kind of weird, but I remember some people, it makes you kind of feel motion sickness. And that's what happened with me. And
Oh,
it just kind of freaked me out being in this little room. And I think it would have been fine without the weird little light show that she was trying to put in addition to this hemi-sync thing. But it was like a series of sounds. Would be in the left ear, and then there would be something in the right ear, and then the two would go at the same time, but they wouldn't be the same sound. And there'd be
got it.
like beats, like drum beats. It would be different.
I think it's binaural audio or something like that.
That sounds about right.
It does sound
Yeah.
like binary beat or binary. Oh my gosh, I can't say it.
I think
Binaural beats.
fine. Yeah. Just like something like that. Yeah. So I think this technology in different forms has been around for a long time. I mean, I work with Aura machines that, I know stem from Carillion technology from 1930s Russia, and now it's a very modern machine that's, I can hook up to my Apple computer. So I think the ideas behind these things have been around. I think we update the modality. I think the colors, because I believe very strongly in color therapy, but I think that color thing can be accomplished with your eyes closed, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think you need to be in a room full of those colors. I think it's more important that, again, I'm not trying to take away from how people want to get to where they're going, but I wouldn't do that to you, Raven. I guess that's all I'm trying to say.
So I'm interested, Keith, would like in an environment like that where you had that device that was measuring your brain waves and where you were, and then let's say you added color therapy, would it read out then what the changes are of the color therapy on you? Like if let's say you didn't have it on and then you turned it on, would you be able to
Yeah.
see a change?
Yeah, I imagine you could. I mean, I imagine you would. I mean, the device is sending 50, messages a second, so it's going to update it live. And that's, I love what you're asking, Jay, because I think the goal with these tools is not just to use them in and of themselves, but to see how you can enhance them with other modalities, other theories, other I mean, I'll constantly test it myself in my head. I'll think like, oh, let me go here in my head, let me go here in my mind, and I'm trying to, get to that sweet spot. So, yeah, if you were gonna try color therapy, you could see immediately what the effect is on you when those frequencies are present.
That's really cool. That's really, really cool to be able to see it real time like that. So I want to ask in relation to your abilities, have you noticed a difference in your mediumship or your psychic abilities after engaging with some of these more modern tools and being able to work with them?
If you ever see me on 1-2 Listen, it's because I have done my morning routine, I have checked my measurements, my numbers look good, and I'm now ready to help people. Like those devices are my morning training tools to make sure I'm in a good space, because I do believe, probably to a place that it's not helpful to me, but I think that when those machines are like, listen, all cylinders are firing, I'm more confident after that. And And I also see a correlation. You know, you can argue that it's in my, you know, it's I'm psyching myself up, but I notice a correlation when those numbers are really good, really high, and then I get calls that day, my connections are very strong, very accurate. And so yeah, I cannot answer that question enough with, you know, absolutely.
That's really, really cool. And it's awesome that finally we have these ways for those of us that have known a long time that all this exists and it's happening and we're feeling it or seeing it or both. But it's great to see that technology is finally catching up. And also for the people that really need that hard evidence, that hard proof, this is exactly what they needed to be able to go down that road and feel like they're actually doing it and not wasting their time. I want to ask, I'm trying to think of, I like had a question come in and go out. Raven, do you have a question that's
Yeah, I
handy?
do. This aura machine, what does yours look like? Is it a plate that you put your hand on and then
So
sit in front of like a camera device?
I've had the honor of working with all three major aura companies, which is Progyn Interactive, and up in Canada they have what is the company called? It'll come to me in a moment. But so the one people are familiar with is the Progyn, which is the hand plate with the blue Polaroid camera thing. That is the OG. You know, that was invented by Guy Kogan's. That was the tech that directly translated from the Carillion tech with the thumb and the leaf to that. Now I have more modern machines than that. They do still use hand plates, but the one I'm referring to from Canada, which is actually from Europe, is something like four times the money in terms of purchasing versus the Progyn, because it actually has something like 100 different acupuncture points on a gold-plated hand plate that is sensing individual meridian points. It's more I don't want to say more scientific. But let me just say this. In Germany, that device that I have is covered by their version of Medicare as preventative medicine.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So you could go get your aura read, and it is the device, and we have a whole nother show on this device I'm talking about, that will tell you that you are dealing with something before you realize you're dealing with it.
Oh my
That's
gosh. Yeah,
incredible.
that is. You that could be very useful in preventative medicine.
Yeah, it is.
The lady told me that I had something like that, there was a gap, just a little space, tiny but enough to be seen on the photograph, that was dark. It was like a shaft, and it went right to my teeth on the left side. And I'm not kidding, within a year, I'm in the dentist chair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My 30-second story about that is I had a friend, a partner of my sister's come by, who was a singer, performer. She tried the machine. Her throat chakra was not firing at all. Her lungs were low. Everything with her chest, everything with her throat was off, and which didn't make any sense because, I mean, she's a huge singer. She's a great performer. It's what she's known for and all that. The next morning, my sister's very embarrassed because she's like, "Oh, Keith, your machine's broken. You're embarrassing in front of me, in front of my friend." The next morning, I get a message from my sister saying, "Hey, her voice is shot. She can't talk. She's completely unable to speak. Your machine wasn't broken. She just didn't realize that this. She hadn't felt the short circuit yet. She was fine the night before, physically, energetically. The machine was like, something's wrong here." And by the next morning, she was without a voice. I mean, it came back. She just was sick, but you know, we didn't know that. The machine did, though.
Wow.
So,
Oh, I love this whole topic. It's so fascinating.
so this is getting into something that reminds me. I went to a guy that does structured water for healing, but he also had a device where it was like a heat camera, and then he would take a picture of you and look at the heat signature of your body before you would drink the water and then after, and you could literally see how different things would get cooled and it would start to affect the like my body's heat signature. And it was to show you like the healing effects of the water immediate, and then also like what could happen over time. So I feel like when we get some of these technologies involved, it's really it can be super incredible about what we can do as far as like create healing in the world. Like when we mix them together, and when we use our creativity to help people like get around those things that we personally have had stumbling blocks with without all this technology having to figure out. But now that the technology is here, it's like I feel like we could use that to then teach people and get people more excited about these things than ever, because now there's a way to show them how to in real time see the changes or to see what's happening. So it doesn't just feel like this woo-woo imaginary thing. It's like we can actually, look at this screen and see what's happening kind of a thing.
My thoughts
Right.
exactly. Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
And not only in just health, but in like personal protection, how to protect your energy. There were some ghost hunters that were working with a psychic, and they were what is that? It's like a not infrared. Oh, what is that device called? It's these heat signatures. And so what they did was they had these two guys in the room, sitting maybe 8 feet apart. And so the psychic was trying to probe the other man's mind. And you could see on the screen this energy leave his forehead. And it was in like a red, and then it would kind of fade to orange and then yellow and then into just nothing. It was like a blob that you could see on the screen come out of his head and go towards the other man. And then you could see the other man, like it wasn't a color, it was more like a white, like put up a wall and try to block him from trying to read his mind. It was fascinating.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. And the energy would hit that kind of energetic wall, kind of bounce back and then return to the sender. And then they tried it, said, no, be open and allow the psychic to try to just, not really read your mind, but just kind of, connect with you. Just keep your walls down. And you could see that energy gently float over to the gentleman again, and then surround his head, kind of swirl, and then return back to the psychic. It was amazing.
And
You could
what
see it
was
there in
the,
real time.
how was he reading that? Or what, how was that being shown like in a physical format?
Yeah, it was a darkened room, and you could see their outline. You couldn't like see what color eyes they had or anything. You would see the outline of the person, kind of in a misty form, like a black and white. And then this energy was clearly it was bright red from the psychic's mind, and it just like formed a blob and then floated across the about 8 or 9 feet, separating the two
I
people.
feel like I know what you're talking about. I feel like I've seen that. Yeah.
That's, I mean,
And you.
well, think about it this way. They can now, there's the technology, they can imprint our dreams, like that movie Inception. That's a reality
Yes,
now.
yes.
And they can also do the opposite, where they can see what we're dreaming in visual form. It's not
I'm sorry,
just
that's what I
like,
meant yes to. That what you just said, that's what I meant yes to, because I did read that a little while ago.
yeah, I did too. That's almost scary.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, it's exciting and also scary to know that whether you want someone to be able to or not, that people can see what you're thinking.
It's that intrusive, I wonder if you can block it, if any of the test subjects tried to block the machine from reading their dreams.
That's a whole nother topic I could talk about with the dreaming and that, but it's pretty it takes a certain level of a real incredible level of discipline to retain your awareness while you're sleeping enough, I would imagine, to lock down your own mind, which I mean I lucid dreaming is amazing and awesome, but it takes a certain level of awareness that I do not have.
No, me neither. I've tried. It's
Same.
just something that happens when it happens, and then I'm
Same.
happy.
Yeah, well, it happens when I notice it. It's like, yay, I can control things right now, and then before I know it, it's over.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
but I agree with you. That makes a lot of sense because, yeah, that's and do we even want? I feel that we could be afraid of this, or I feel like it's like we can just be so certain about what we're thinking that, yeah, okay, so what? They know it. Who cares? kind of a thing. So that way we're not afraid that they're reading something out of our mind that's a deep, dark secret we don't want anyone to know. And I'd imagine there's a difference between those and reading what that is versus like reading what, you know, you want a hamburger right now. And that there, you know, may be a difference. I wonder if there is, and how that's picked up. So
Probably.
Pamela has a question. She says, "Wow, how much do these devices cost? And is there a way to find out if there's someone that provides the service near me?"
Okay, so the only reason I so the, so those devices I'm talking about, they're actually they're reasonable. I think the meditation device, although they're both the two devices I would recommend for most people would be the Muse headband. If you go to Google and type in Muse headband, you'll see, I think they offer two different models. I think it's like $200, $300, depending on the model. And then the HeartMath Institute is would be the second place I would recommend you check out. And their device is called the Inner Balance, I think is what it's called, the Inner Balance device, which attaches at your earlobe. And I think that's a little cheaper. I think that might be like 150. But the Aura machines are far more expensive and require, a loan from the bank. So I wouldn't really encourage those at the time at the moment. But though that's more just kind of fun. If you want to get those objective measurements on your brainwave patterns and your HRV, the Muse headband and the Inner Balance hard math device, that's I actually all my students who take training from me, they're actually obligated to pick those up, because I will check their progress like I'm checking their homework to see like, okay, they did here. I know it starts to sound kind of, I'm taking the fun out of it, but I'm really trying to get people to objectively get to these new markers, and devices like that help me sort of make sure that people are, what are they struggling with? How can I, that sort of thing. It's like what Jay was saying. It makes it easier to have the reality in front of you and know that it's there and not just be guessing.
Which, as you know, all of us here being super intuitive and empathic, we could do that. I mean, I'm sure you do that already, but this just gives it a way to be able to talk to the information very specifically. I'd imagine there's a way to print out a report and all that stuff that can just be so different than just an intuitive vibe or feeling, that you're conveying to someone that they're doing it, or that they made it to that spot, which is exciting and what we had to do before. But this is just like a whole other level of being able to confirm for somebody that they're actually making progress, and this is the progress they're making in these directions, and this is what what you might notice from getting into that space. There's just so much more I feel like you could help. What's the word I want to use? But keep people inspired, keep people motivated, but there's another word I'm thinking of, but just really keep people on target. Instead of like when all that information is not so readily available, not that we can't be still motivated, but it just feels like it's easier to lose the wind out of our sails, if we don't feel like we're making progress.
We prior to this era that we're in order to go and try to climb that mountain, you had to go find like a guru. You had to go find, enlightened or someone like that. You don't need that crap. I mean, I'm sorry, you don't need that stuff anymore. Yeah, I mean, if you want to go find that person, go do it. But, we're in the era of physician heal thyself. We're in the era where, we were talking about earlier about with the advent of the internet. We have what we need in front of us. We don't need to go travel to Nepal. We don't need to, sell our homes and go to Tibet or, the Shambhala. We can do this from here. Like, you don't need to go to a certain place. That's the beauty of being in this age, is that even though the information is overwhelming, it can be overwhelming, it can also be harnessed, if you have some discernment, to basically plug into enlightenment, in your living room if you want to. So yeah, that's why those tools are so valuable to me, is I feel like I can hold myself accountable, and I can be my own teacher a little bit.
Definitely, definitely. So one more follow-up question from Pamela. And she says, is this similar to the Kirlin photography?
Pamela, love you, honey. Great questions. Okay, so the Kirlin technology is much more related to the Aura machines I was talking about earlier, which is based on the biofeedback and yeah, specifically Kirlian. The stuff I'm talking about with the HeartMath and the Muse, that's more EKG. That's more just it's they found a very convenient form factor to measure your brainwave patterns. So I would very much encourage people to look up Carillion and see if they can find, more affordable devices if that interests them. Because you absolutely can, I've had people be on those Aura machines and then I've had Reiki healers around them and then you notice their energy colors change without them touching them. They can consciously think of other things and you can see their auras change live. So that's very fun. But what I'm talking about with the headband and the earpiece is more brain wave tracking versus Carillion, which is more meridian energy tracking.
And so I know on Carillion photography, you get a photo and you see like a body and then you see the color of your aura around it. And so it's very, it's pictorial. What is the, do you see any kind of like pictorial information on the reporting from those other devices, or is it all just like look like graphic and mathematic?
So it what so they basically show silhouettes of a body and then they'll superimpose an aura around those silhouettes. And there are ways that if you want to like get a picture of you instead of the silhouette, you can take that photo and they'll just superimpose it around you instead. But you so the revelation in those are going to be how the what the colors are, the brightness, the dullness, are the colors whole, are there holes in the aura? It's a lot of real minutia with these Aura cameras. They can pick up on a lot of tiny crap. So it's yeah, you get the picture, you get the graphic of it, but it's not as personal because it's really just trying to give you the information. But like I said, if you want to plug yourself into it, and believe me, a lot of people want to, and that's fine. But that's a superficial thing where I can just kind of get you, exchange you for the silhouette, and then you can have a picture of you with your aura around you, and people love to put that on their, fridge and whatever. So it's cute.
That's cool. No, it is cool. I've done it a long time ago, and I thought it was really fun. It's making me want to go do it again.
And when you're in
And
town, Jay,
I need
when
to
I'm
get myself
in
over
town, you
there.
let me know.
So we are running out of time, and Keith, I want to give everyone an opportunity for you to let everybody know how to find you and how to work with you.
Thanks, Jay. Well, I work exclusively with 1-2Listen. I will be on a lot more these next few weeks. I'll also be on a little later. Usually, I retire around 9:30 Eastern. I'll be on till about 10:30 for the next couple of weeks. I'm also available for appointments. I have TVSs that are offered, and I'm also available for chat. And if anyone's brave enough, you can also video chat me. I'm usually available for that too. And yeah, and if I'm not available, you can make an appointment, message me, we can work something out. Yeah, just going to be with my 1-2Listen family.
Awesome.
Okay.
Woohoo! We're so glad that you came here with us this morning. Raven, do you have a final question before you send us out?
Yes, when would you like to come back to the rabbit hole?
we'll get on that. We'll make an announcement real soon.
An hour is not enough time with you. I've
Oh,
got too
love
many
you, Raven.
questions.
Glad you were able to find
All right, great.
All right, everybody, thank
Thanks
you
for
so much
that.
for being here with us this beautiful morning. And Raven, send us out of here.
You have been listening to Backstage Pass on 12radio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to a changing world. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned for Erin Carrera coming up next.